Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, for the past 20 years, the annual Bridge the Gap Walk has been a main feature on the Cambridge landscape. Early September, usually the first Sunday in September, people take to the streets of Cambridge. Not so last year, not quite in the same way because of the COVID pandemic, and not quite the same again this year for the same reasons. But hopefully this is the last time we're having to have this discussion before we get back to normal for year 21. To find out what's going on this year, I'm joined on the line by one of the committee members. It's Neil Thompson from Romsey Mill. Neil, very good morning to you.
A very good morning, Neil. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, lovely to get you back on again, as always. So, come on, where are we at with Bridge the Gap this year? Because last year was very different. Talk us through what we did last year. What's the plans for this?
Yeah, so you're right. You know, over the past 19 years, 18 years, that has been very much a sort of similar sort of event, really, with an opportunity for participants to explore Cambridge, and particularly to be able to venture into the college gardens, the University of Cambridge, and see some of the fantastic sites and courts and greens and lawns, the beautifully prepared areas, and an element of the history of Cambridge that perhaps is not normally available for people to view. And that's been a fantastic event, as I say, for 18 years. Last year, for obvious reasons with COVID and the colleges not being open to the public, we recognised that we still wanted to do something for our the people that take part in Bridge the Gap, not least because we have some very loyal supporters of the event. Yeah, they see it as their event as much as ours. But also, yeah, it's a very significant fundraising event for the two charities involved, Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. So last year we organised something different. It was a self-guided walk that took place, you know, in accordance with socially distanced restrictions and regulations, where groups of up to six could take part on a self-guided walk. And we introduced a bit of a treasure hunt theme to it last year. So a lot of the familiar sites in the centre of Cambridge City, obviously not behind the walls and into the college grounds, but giving people an opportunity to learn something more about the city that perhaps they thought they knew well. But the feedback that we got suggested that, you know, people discovered something brand new about a place that they thought they knew well. So really encouraged by that, the feedback that we got, we thought, OK, this year, again, ideally, we would love to do the same sort of event. We'd love to be able to offer people on a one day to have a be part of a big community event and to come into Cambridge and to walk through the college grounds on a prepared route and have a fantastic time, and then return to Parker's Peace for the sort of the huge sort of the fair event that we have, where people come along and take part in the Bridge the Gap Village and hear some music and see some dancing and enjoy some great food and tea and cake, and again have that communal activity that people so enjoy. But we wanted to do something different, and we have done again this year. So again, we're doing a self-guided walk, but we've described it as giving people a fresh perspective of Cambridge. We wanted to take the opportunity to provide people with the opportunity to see things that they wouldn't normally see on a Bridge the Gap walk. So again, it's a little bit different. There'll be some things that people would not normally see when they take part in Bridge the Gap, and it's different again from last year. So we wanted to retain that sense of something fresh, something different, but something that people would still enjoy and hopefully learn something new about the centre of the city of Cambridge.
Well, because Cambridge, I mean, it's not huge, it's not rambling, but the trouble with an awful lot of people is they perhaps live outside the city and work in. And however best you do it, you just wind up doing that daily walk, and that's that little bit of the city that you get to see. So this is going to take you round to the places where you perhaps haven't been, especially over the past 18 months, you've probably not looked. And it stops you occasionally and makes you just look up or look down or look to the side, doesn't it? And there's stuff that you realise you've walked by for years and you just never knew.
Yeah, no, you've got it, absolutely. And that is very much it. You know, one of the things is we were planning the route, and one of the things that we got on the route was was going out exercising to some of the open green spaces and realizing that actually you can be half a mile outside of Cambridge and it feels like you're in the countryside. Mm. You know, you get a view over the walls to see the spires and see the historic buildings that we know so well. So that's part of what we've got on this year's route. And as you've just said, actually also, we wanted to encourage people to perhaps have a bit of a better look at what's around them, you know, what's up above them, what's around, what's down by their feet. And that's part of what we've included in this walk. It's going to be fun. People are going to enjoy it. We're encouraging them to keep their eyes peeled. We want people to explore as they're taking part in the walk, as well as enjoying the familiar iconic sites. We want them to really be alert to what's on around them. There'll be some prompts, there'll be some clues, but I'm sure people are going to really enjoy and again find something new about a city they thought they knew well.
Indeed. Now this runs from the 13th of August to the 10th of September. So for all of that time, for example, there's the Dinky Doors, which a lot of people will have heard about and will have read about. But I bet you half of them haven't seen them because they haven't. You have to kind of go and look them out. And up until I think it's the end of the week before the last week of Bridge the Gap, you've got Cows About Cambridge as well. So there is plenty to be catching your eye. But you've got some sort of discounty bargain things on the go as well in terms of seeing Cambridge from a different perspective.
Absolutely right, yeah. I mean, one of the things you say, the different perspective, I mean, we wanted to acknowledge some of the creative aspects of Cambridge as well, and you mentioned Dinky Doors, a uniquely Cambridge fun great thing to celebrate about the city, and we're delighted that we're able to include some of their wonderful creations on route, but yes, as you say, we've also, you know, Bridge the Gap is great, not just because of the event, definitely because of the people that take part, but also the partnerships involved in organising it. And you will know this, Neil, and we really appreciate your support and the support of Cambridge 105 Radio in helping to organise and plan the event. But we've also got some wonderful sponsors. The Cambridge Building Society is the headline sponsor. We've also got the Rotary Club of Cambridge, Cambridge Assessment and Cambridge University Press and TTP Group. And they've all joined together with us. What we've also got this year is we've had some fantastic support from people like Jack's Gelato, so the ice cream outlets in Cambridge as well. So they're getting a discount for people who are taking part in the walk. We've also got an opportunity for people who want to explore the City of Cambridge exhibition at the Round Church in Cambridge. There's a discounted entry for there. And also the Cambridge City View Wheel, which is on Parker's Piece. So you were saying earlier, you know, look above you, look below him.
Yes.
you won't get a better, different perspective of Cambridge than from the Cambridge City View Wheel. And there's also a discount for people who take part in the walk as well. So so on the day that they choose to do the walk, they can turn up, present their booklet, either the physical copy or the online version that they've got, and they'll get a discounted ticket to be able to take part on that ride.
Fantastic. Now, I mean, let's just be very clear. This annual walk has raised over £500,000 now in 20 years, hasn't it? And last year, the walk, it's the virtual walk, the self-guided walk, raised just over £17,000.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, and this is money that you guys, Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, you must really need it at the moment, because for so long over the past 18 months, your other fundraising activities have been stymied.
That's right. Yeah. Public fundraising events have been, as you say, stymied, totally hit because of events of the last 18 months. That's one of the reasons why, you know, we're so delighted that we're able to have the Bridge the Gap event this year. Two Cambridge-based charities, Romsey Mill working with disadvantaged young people, children and families in the local area, and also Arthur Rank Hospice charity providing essential support for local people with end of life or life limiting illnesses the Bridge the Gap, the fact that we're able to do this, you know, the funds that will be raised from that, you know, we make no bones about it, you know, they go to the things that really enable us to continue delivering that vital support at a time when people most need it. You know, we know Cambridge is a wonderful place. We've spoken about that. It's also the most unequal city in the UK. And from Romsey Mill's perspective, the young people, children and families that we work with, you know, the experience of the last 18 months has exacerbated what was for them already a pretty desperate situation. So we're delighted to be able to get alongside them, to work with them, to create opportunities with them. But we need funds to be able to do that.
Sure.
And events like Bridge the Gap and the support that we get from our sponsors and people who participate. The entry for Bridge the Gap, it's £8, and every penny of that will be equally shared between the two charities to fund vital work going forward.
Fantastic. So we need people to sign up. Registrations are open. How do people go about it?
Yeah, so if you go to the Arthur Anke Hospice Charity website, you'll be able to sign up to take part in that. That's arhc.org.uk/bridgethegap or /BTG. And if you go there, you'll be able to sign up to register for participation. You can do that now. We've already had several hundred people that have signed up to do that. You can do that individually. You can do it as a family. You can do it as a small group, or actually as a workplace. We've got several workplaces that have signed up for their employees to take part. They recognise people have missed being with each other.
Sure.
And so here's a great opportunity for people to do that in small groups, to come together, have a team day out, you know, reconnect with their colleagues, but reconnect with the city that they love as well.
And there's nothing to stop you when you get back to Parker's Peace. There's nothing to stop you all having a picnic there, just because the music and the dancing and all the normal stuff isn't there. Nothing to stop you having a little firm's picnic on Parker's Peace now, so you can do that and all get back together. Neil, always good to chat. Good luck with it all. We'll keep you posted, and we'll be coming back to this over the coming weeks to keep everyone abreast of this year's Bridge the Gap. But good luck with it, and thanks for coming on this morning.
Neil, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.